You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Seahawks 21-20, the Cardinals are 4-5, and this spread is set at 2. The Seahawks plus 2 at 20-23, and the Cardinals minus 2 at 20-21. This is a huge NFC West clash, with the 4-1 Seahawks heading into the University of Phoenix Stadium to take on the 3-3 Cardinals. And just to put this match into perspective, Gil, these two have won 10 of the last 12 NFC West titles. So these are the two titans of this division. And a late no-call on Richard Sherman last week helped the Seattle Seahawks edge past Atlanta. They only had one really damaging quarter as a collective, that defense, but Atlanta showed that you can score on Seattle last week.
Yeah, I mean, as confused as we are about the Cardinals, and I think this is the overriding theme to the NFL season this year, I don't know that we know the identity quite yet of the Seahawks either. I mean, they are 4-1, so the wins are banked. But I don't think we can mistake this for a dominant Seahawks team quite yet. Though, again, as long as you just keep winning, you can sort of coast into your dominance phase, I guess, right? But that is sort of the thing with the NFL this year. When you look at the 32 NFL teams, who is truly great? Which team is truly great? Who can we count on from week to week? The Patriots, maybe? Mm. Although I just went against them in the last segment. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And we'll learn a lot about the Seahawks and the Cardinals this Sunday night. And as you pointed out, these are the two marquee teams in the NFC West. They have been two marquee teams in the NFL at last couple seasons, and in the Seahawks case, even beyond that. Every time a Seahawks game comes up, Dave, I feel compelled to mention these stats, and I haven't done it for a few weeks on your show, and so I'll bring it up again. But the Seattle Seahawks, and this has nothing to do with betting, but it just sort of puts the success of this franchise in proper perspective. The Seahawks have led or been within one score in the fourth quarter of 93 consecutive games, including the playoffs.
Wow.
93. That's the longest streak in NFL history. It is amazing to wrap your brain around that. There's only 16 games in a season. 93 in a row where they have been within one score or leading in the fourth quarter, and the streak continues, and I expect it to continue here on Sunday night. The other thing also is that Seattle has held the lead at some point in 74 of 75 games of Russell Wilson's career. Only the Rams game earlier this year, of all the games to be the exception, it was the Rams 9-3 win over the Seahawks earlier this year, where the Seahawks never had a lead. And, you know, there's another streak. Russell Wilson, 158 consecutive passes without a pick. In fact, he's thrown only 2 in 12 games dating back to week 10 of last season. So he's been on all cylinders. But both defenses in this game are stout, not only that of the Seahawks, but also that of the Cardinals. Both are top 5 Ds. The Cardinals given up 4.6 yards per play allowed this year. Seattle, 4.8 yards per play allowed. And while you mentioned Seattle may have been fortunate with their win over the Falcons last week on the non-call, your first win over a team with a winning record this season, Arizona has gotten back to 500, also by beating up on Patsies. They beat the 49ers and Jets, who are combined 2-10 this year, the last couple weeks. So that's where they are. A Cardinals win here, they close to within a half game of the division lead. So from 1-3, they have a real shot of just resetting their season if they can get a win here. But the Seahawks are tough, and they're going to have to stop David Johnson, who has been a fantasy juggernaut and a real-life juggernaut for the Cardinals. 8 touchdowns rushing, 20 catches, 568 yards on the ground. Seattle's 3.3 yards per rush allowed on a defense. Only Green Bay has been better. Something's got to give, Dave. Will David Johnson or that stout Seahawks defense rule the night? We shall see.
I've got no idea either, Gil. I'm just looking at the line here in this matchup, and I'm not sure, because I suppose one thing we've not mentioned, and you mentioned it early on in the podcast, rest is important in the NFL, and the Arizona Cardinals did rout the New York Jets, but that came on Monday night, so they've had less rest coming into this than the Seahawks. I'm not sure when both teams are going to be so amped up for this clash, whether that's going to be a factor this week.
Well, it's definitely something to note. I'm glad you brought it up. Arizona on a bit of shorter rest here. And then Seattle's banged up too, right? You know, injuries are a reality in the NFL. Some just have more than others, some teams that is. And the Seahawks won't be with Thomas Rawls. They won't be with their tight end, Luke Wilson, again. Cam Chancellor is probably the biggest injury to watch for the Seahawks. Their standout strong safety is still day-to-day as we record this on Friday morning. They are a much different team with him in the lineup than they are without. And so if Cam Chancellor plays, you really got to like the Seahawks' chances. If he does not, perhaps that is the advantage swinger to the Cardinals. Michael Bennett will play, by the way, the defensive lineman for the Seahawks. He practiced fully this weekend. He will play. So Chancellor's the injury to watch. Not only will we find out if the Seahawks rush defense can stop David Johnson, but really Arizona, 19 sacks on the season on defense, 5.5 yards per pass allowed. Only Minnesota has been better. So Russell Wilson's got to go up against that. But you wonder with the Cardinals defense, how many of those stats or how much of that stat, what percentage of those stats was accumulated against the poor competition we mentioned earlier. So there's a reason why this spread is what it is. I expect it to move a lot before game time as punters, as you would call them, bettors, try to make up their losses. They will probably go crazy betting this game. But honestly, if this was a Sunday afternoon game with all the other games around it, I would stay as far away from it as possible.
Which way do you think they'll bet then, Gil, the public?
I think they'll bet the way of the Seahawks. I think the perception is that the Seahawks are still the better team because they are the better team, Dave. I really do believe they are. And I think that that's what's going to happen as game time approaches. Now, guessing line movement. It's one thing to guess lines when the week begins, but guessing line movement, and I'm sure you have the same experience in the UK, is a real sort of nebulous art. And I do a video every week. It's funny you mentioned that. I do a video with the VP of Race and Sportsbook for MGM Resorts International, the guy who runs all the sportsbooks for MGM, Jay Rood. And every week on the video, the point of the video is for Jay to try to convey where he thinks the line will move and therefore when the public ought to bet, what game, what sides he'll actually need to win for the book to make money come game time when the game finally goes off. And Jay has been consistently wrong the entire season in terms of trying to determine where line movement is going. And Jay, by the way, I'm not talking out of school. Jay admits this freely, that he has been wrong on everything. So if Jay Rood, who does this for a living every single day of his life, cannot figure it out, mine is no better than a guess either, but I will guess that it moves heavily on the Seahawks.
Are you leaning either way then, Gil? You said this, if this was a Sunday afternoon game, there wouldn't be a play here.
Yeah, but am I leaning? Yes, I'm leaning Seattle.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.